It was a chill, damp, windy night when Fagin, buttoning his greatcoat tight, hurried through several alleys and streets and at length turned into one, lighted only by a single lamp at the farther end. At the door of a house in this street he knocked. A dog growled, and a man's voice demanded who was there.
"Only me, Bill! Only me, my dear," said Fagin, looking in.
"Bring in your buddy, then," said Sykes.
Fagin came in and took off his greatcoat.
"Well?"
said Sykes.
"Well, my dear," replied Fagin. "Ah, Nancy."
Fagin was unsure how to greet Nancy, as he had not seen her since she had stepped in to protect Oliver. But she showed there were no hard feelings, as she made room by the fire and asked him to warm himself. Bill Sykes drank a couple of glasses of spirits and then said,
"There. Now I'm ready."
"For business?"
inquired Fagin.
"For business," replied Sykes. "So say what you've got to say."
"It's about the job at Chertsey, Bill. When is it to be done? All that silver, my dear. Such valuable silver."
"There's only one way we can manage it. The place is barred up at night like a jail, but there's one part we can crack safe and softly. But we need a boy, and he mustn't be a big un."
An idea was beginning to take shape in Fagin's mind, but he was uncertain whether to voice it aloud in front of Nancy. She knew why he was hesitating.
"Go on, Fagin. You needn't mind me."
Fagin still hesitated. Sykes looked from one to the other in some surprise.
"Why, you don't mind the old girl, do you, Fagin?"
he asked at length.
"She ain't one of blame, are you, Nancy?"
"I should think not,"
replied Nancy with a laugh, reassuring them.
"Tell Bill at once about Oliver, Fagin."
"Ha! You're a clever one, my dear. The sharpest girl I ever saw," said Fagin. "It was about Oliver I was going to speak, sure enough."